And you chose Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth. And I say Elizabeth because it's an S, not a Z. Elizabeth Strout. And I downloaded it, but I just haven't read it. So you're going to have to take me through it. Before you tell me any more, though, I came into an email from Graham this morning to say, I'm so glad you recommended this book on your programme. I very much enjoyed reading it. The author writes so well and observantly, making really interesting stories from what seem very real lives with their ups and downs. I'm not usually keen on collections of short stories, but these, being based on the same character, hang together and provide continuing interest throughout the book.
Yes. Need I say any more?
No, I was going to say, so now I know it's a book of short stories apart from the else.
Yes, and I would never normally pick up a collection of short stories, I have to say. I mean, they are growing in popularity now. People are working very hard at promoting them because they're always been notorious to market. But I find them quite disjointed normally because you get involved in one story and you want it to carry on and then you're onto a different theme, a different mood. But this this is different. In some cases, they have actually promoted this book as a novel. And I think it is because it's all set in the one place and the one character, Olive, she appears every now and again in each story. So sometimes it's a story that's predominantly about her and other times she's just a very small, fleeting character. And it's set in America. In Maine, and it's on the coast, and that I suppose I felt it was a sort of summary read. I do like New England, and so that image got me. So I thought I'd give it a go, and I really enjoyed it. Like Graham said, because you're linked with each story. You can read it in one sitting or in a few sittings. You can go from one story to the next, and it's so. It's so moving. It's quite melancholy in places because these are ordinary people who seem to be living very ordinary lives. But of course, we've all got a story behind us. We've all got a story to tell. We're all I don't know what the word is, but we become the all the things that have happened to us. The life experiences have changed us and made us the people that we are. Sorry about that. So it's real. And yet it's not. You can lose yourself in these characters' lives. And even though it's melancholy, there is humour there as well. So I think that's a perfect mix.
So you recommend it for me to read?
I'd like you to read it.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll have a read of it as well.
Yes, well, because you can dip into it as well, because obviously each story is self-contained and you feel quite fulfilled by each story. But if you do get gripped, then
you can move on to the next one, which is very, it is, because I do feel the same as you. You're almost disappointed if you read a short story and it comes to an end and you're left having to start all over again. But maybe as it is linked in this way, you don't have to start all over again, do you?
No. And also, even though Olive isn't a dominant character in some of the stories, you're looking for clues as to what has made her the person that she is. Because she comes over, certainly in the first story, we're introduced to her and you think, oh no, a book about this character. She sounds terrible. She's so mean. She's cruel to her husband. She's rude to guests. She seems very self-obsessed. Why would we want to read any more about her? And so you are intrigued, you know, think, goodness. And there is enough in there in those stories
shortly
afterwards.
Do you end up feeling like that about her?
I can't tell you that, can I?
I don't know.
You've got to read on because, no, I think it's like all of us. We have good points, we have bad points. And I think some of the bad points for Olive are accentuated very early on in this one story. But we get to know a little bit behind what's motivated her. What are the tragedies in her life? What's the disappointments? Why does she react to people as she does? And will she change?
Ooh.
Will she be any different?
So if you're like me and you haven't read it, it's Olive Kitteridge and it's by Elizabeth Strout, Strout. You can have a look and keep up with all of our reads with Catherine's website, so catherinelana.com.